You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Today is May 16th. We are reading out of the book of Numbers. As we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on his word and his presence. A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord said to Moses, "Take the Levites from among all the Israelites and make them ceremonially clean. To purify them, do this. Sprinkle the water of cleansing on them. Then have them shave their whole bodies and wash their clothes, and so they will purify themselves. Have them take a young bull with its grain offering of the finest flour mixed with olive oil. Then you are to take a second young bull for a sin offering. Bring the Levites to the front of the tent of meeting and assemble the whole Israelite community. You are to bring the Levites before the Lord, and the Israelites are to lay their hands on them. Aaron is to present the Levites before the Lord as a wave offering from the Israelites, so that they may be ready to do the work of the Lord. Then the Levites are to lay their hands on the heads of the bulls, using one for a sin offering to the Lord and the other for a burnt offering, to make atonement for the Levites. Have the Levites stand in front of Aaron and his sons, and then present them as a wave offering to the Lord. In this way, you are to set the Levites apart from the other Israelites, and the Levites will be mine." Numbers chapter 8, verses 5 through 26. Thanks be to God for the power of his word. The purification and dedication of the Levites is a drama that acted out the love of the Father and the sacrifice of the Son. First, in order to bring the Levites into God's presence, a sacrifice was necessary. In the second act, the Levites were dedicated to God's service as living sacrifices in order to bring the whole nation into fellowship with God. They became a firstborn sacrifice, the best the nation had to offer to satisfy the demand of God's law. As a Levite, their lives were to be marked by a distinctive holiness. In a similar drama, Jesus gave himself as the great sacrifice for sin. He is the one who restores not just a tribe or nation, but the entire cosmos to a relationship with God. And he is God's firstborn, the best God has to satisfy the demand of his law. Let us pray. Jesus, I praise you for all the ways that Scripture points to you. Thank you for becoming the firstborn sacrifice that saved my life. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.